still in the mood of worship, just begin to wave those hands to Jesus. There is none like our King. There is none like our King. Nigeria is in the hand of the Lord. And it's such an awesome God we serve that no matter how much is spent to prepare for the elections, no matter how many billions and what the devil is planning, only his word will still stand, regardless of what is going on. And then he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. He didn't say once we pray, he will hear. There are conditions. Humble yourself, pray, then turn from our wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So what we are here today to do is what David used to do with the Lord. The reason why God said David is the man after my heart. There are some things that David did that would be considered very wicked. But once he repents and starts to worship God, God puts everything behind. And we stand in the gap for Nigeria today as we repent and offer our worship. There will be changes. I'm telling you, the hope of this election can be decided in this room. It can be decided from your lips as we just worship God. That's our own. Hallelujah. Just give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Want you to stand in the gap for Nigeria. Don't see it that, you know, this is not your normal worship. It's strategic. You know, I remember there was a time I said to God, why is it that we are praying? And And there's still insecurity. It's like you finish praying this Sunday, the next Sunday you heard that they kidnapped some people. And I'm saying, is it that you don't answer these prayers? What's going on? The church is actually praying. But it's like the more we pray, the more this insecurity is growing. And God said to me, go and ask the church if I'm not healing their land. Do you understand? He said, go and ask the church if I'm not healing their land. Now, who has problem is the nation, not the church. So, when the church, because if you're, if when the church stand in the gap and turn from their wicked ways and repent, God heals their immediate land. But you see, the people at the top who governs the nation, you cannot repent on their behalf. You can't repent on their behalf. That is where the problem is. You can't repent on their behalf. So when you return from your wicked ways and repent, God heals your immediate land. But what about the nation? You cannot repent for them. You cannot help them turn from their wicked ways. But you see, when we stand in the gap as if they don't exist, and we said we are Nigerians, this is our land, and we are standing in the gap. See yourself as a leader this afternoon. You know, so take this burden on your shoulder and worship God for Nigeria, not just for yourself today. For Nigeria, not for you. You know, so truly stand in the gap so that when we offer our worship, it will be effective. Narekele! Narekele! For the great and mighty things that you have done. Narekele! Narekele! Shineke! Lord, worship in your hearts. God with us, and because He is with us, everything is all right. Everything is all right. He is the reason. He is the reason. Whoa, whoa. worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy to be praised. You are. You country, his word alone will stand. No matter what the plan of the enemy is, who is he that speaks after the Lord has spoken? None give way. None give way. None give way. None give way. Lift him up. None give way. A word, you know, when we were about to round up, I was hearing a word, roar. You know, it was, and there was no melody to it. I was just hearing the word. But then, during my quiet time, the next morning, during my quiet time, the Spirit began to sing the song of that title, you know, to me. And, you know, as I was just here, I mean, I never planned to sing it. I don't just sing songs without being directed, you know. But the Spirit of God said to me, that song was bettered here, and I want us to sing it together. It was, so you're gonna, it's not difficult, but it's a song that accurately defines what we are here to do. We are going to let the lion roar over Nigeria. We are going to let the lion roar. You know. You've not heard it before, so you follow me, right? Lion roar. In you I put my trust. Let your word prevail. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the pride of Israel, Lion roar. Let your word prevail. Lion roar. In you I put my trust. Oh, let your word prevail. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the pride of Israel, Lion roar. Let your word prevail. Lion roar. In you I put my trust. Let your word prevail. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the pride of Israel, Lion roar. Let your word. Did you get it? Lion roar. In you I put my trust. Let your word prevail. Let your word prevail. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the pride of Israel, Lion roar. Let your word prevail. One more time. Lion roar. In you I put my trust. Let your word prevail. Let your word prevail. Prince of peace. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the pride of Israel. Lion roar. And that is exactly what will happen to this nation. The lion of the tribe of Judah will roar over this country, and his word will prevail. His word, you need to know, worship his majesty. It's not a concert. It's not a concert. It's not a show. You know, it's a tool that God uses for his kingdom to do what he wants to do without making any noise. It's a tool that God uses to quietly correct things. So it's something very special when we gather here. That's why you see, not everybody is here. Because it's not too much publicity. The program is not for you to have a lot of people. It's to make a change. Lion roar. In you I put my trust.
Let your word prevail. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the pride of Israel, Lion Royal, let your word.
See, when you face some difficult times, let's say you got a report from a doctor for what you don't like. Whose report will you believe? So you place it on the floor, say, Lion Roar, in you I put my trust. Let your word prevail. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the pride of Israel, Lion Roar. You will see you will hear of the result of this worship we are doing here today. You will hear it after the elections. You will hear the result of what we gathered here to do. Worship His Majesty. I'm not promoting the program. I don't have to. But it's something very powerful that whatever happens here produces results. If I tell you my testimonies for being part of this Worship His Majesty, I was sharing with Pastor a few days ago. Powerful testimony. Powerful. Woman of God, the Worship His Majesty, the other one before the last one in Port Harcourt. I wanted to do something, and I thought that I needed partners, you know, to invest, and we do it together. So I actually got people that I felt, you know, have the kind of money that we needed. And I called them, and we had a meeting, and they agreed, though. They said they were interested. They said they were going to invest. But I noticed that we'll have a meeting, we'll agree. When it's time for them to bring money, their own part of the money, it's one story or the other. It has gone like that for 3 years, Pastor. So, and then wealthy people, they are not people who don't have money. So we'll have a meeting, we'll agree. Once it gets to the time where money will come out, they'll start talking up and down. So they'll worship His Majesty we had before now. As we're worshiping God, I just thought about it. I said, God, this thing has prolonged and I really want to do this. And it's a lot of money involved. God says to me, they are not responding because I want you to do it alone. I say, ah? So me, I'm asking God, do you know how much we are talking about? I'm asking, I said, do you know how much you are talking about? You want me to do it alone? How? Well, you know, when you really don't have faith, but you just decide to trust the word of the Lord like Peter did. You know, to throw that net, Peter did not have any faith. He just said, at your word, I'm going to. So even when your faith is low, if you obey the word of the Lord, you will get a testimony. So I just believed. And then I was in Abuja for something, and I went to see someone who is like a mentor. And we were discussing something else, and the Spirit of God kept telling me, tell him about that. I said, no, I don't want him to feel like I came here to collect money from him. I'm not like that. I don't ask people for money. I never do. You know, when I meet people to mentor me, I just make sure it's mentorship. I don't take advantage. I don't abuse privileges. So I'm thinking in my heart, I don't want him to feel like I'm abusing privilege. This person is supposed to be mentoring me. And the Spirit of God kept pushing me. Talk. Just tell him about it. Don't tell him to invest. Just tell him, look at what you're doing. And let him give you the mentorship idea now. I now said, sir, I'm actually working on this and this and this. I said, wow. That's serious. So, but is that not too much for only you to do? I want to be part of it, so I will invest. And he opened up and he took it personal that before I left Abuja, he actually invested. You've not heard the testimony. He invested. I was on my way to Lagos. I was in the plane, so I turned off my phone. Immediately, I came down from the aircraft, turned on my phone, and I received a text message from him saying that it was not actually an investment, it was a gift. So, finally, I'm doing it alone. So what I'm telling you this testimony is for you to have faith in what we are doing here. It is not a show. All these people, Mario, you know, Priye, you know, and my brother, Brother Afi, we didn't come here to do show for you. Do you understand? It is something that is very powerful. So know that everything we are doing here, the result will come.
Lion roar. In you I put my trust. Let your word prevail. Prince of peace, Lord of all, the Lion roar. Let your word prevail.